You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
Pharmacy Podcast Nation, Pharmacy Podcast Network, thank you so much for tuning back in. It means so much to us that you are supporting our profession and healthcare in general. More love is needed now in our nation than ever. And I can't think of a better person to talk with on a day that I need some positivity and someone to help uplift me. I have to say, Ken Sternfeld, I'm feeling a bit down sometimes in what's going on in our nation and our world.
Well, Todd, we all are, and it really is bordering on clinical depression. I feel the same way that you do, and we're going to do what we can for the Pharmacy Podcast Nation and for the individuals listening to give them hope and to give them a light at the end of the tunnel, because it's never been like this, and it's time for change across all aspects of our life. So I appreciate you bringing me on, and I hope to share some insights and into the future, because that's really where we need to focus.
Absolutely. The hopeful future of being a pharmacist, as well as the hopeful future of healthcare and what that's going to do to literally help heal our nation. You know, pharmacists and medical professionals, nurses, physicians, you all have such a special place in what's happening in our nation with this recognizable issue, with the disrespect of our Black Americans and our Black brothers and sisters that are out there who are feeling isolated, who shouldn't be feeling isolated. This is America, number one. Number two, it's 2020. And what's funny is when you are, and what's an interesting point, when you are a healthcare provider and you have someone show up bleeding or sick, or having a issue with their child, with their medication, or someone that is experiencing chest tightness, or someone that's in your pharmacy, if you're an independent pharmacy owner, and they collapse on the floor, it doesn't matter who they are, what they are, what nationality they are. You are a healthcare provider. You are a pharmacist. You're rushing to them. You're helping them. It's in your blood. It's in your nature. It's why you became a healthcare provider and pharmacist. And the way that healthcare, and I capitalize C-A-R-E, care, can affects a patient, and the way that a patient's mother or father or even the individual patient looks at the eyes of the care provider, looks at the eyes of the pharmacist or the physician, the nurse that's taking care of them, they need to feel comforted and trusted. And that's kind of the whole theme of today and what we're pushing for in the future, Ken. And I just want to open it up to you to share with our listeners what's actually happening.
Well, Todd, what's happening is it's horrific. But what it is about the provider, providing care, compassion, empathy, providing it to everyone who you come into your life, no matter what they are, whatever their race, their ethnicity, or anything else. That's about humanity. It's not about a profession of healthcare. It's about humanity. And when I became a provider, it was the day I walked down the aisle with my wife, Ronnie, you know, 42 years ago, and I needed to provide for her, and when my daughter was born. So provider, it's not about a status. It's not about a career. It's about life. And what I needed to do was always provide the best I could to the people who were in my family, and my family is extended. It's extended to friends, it's extended to relatives, it's extended to anyone who you come in contact. That care and compassion and that feeling of providing whatever you can to them to raise their spirits, to get them through whatever their troubling times are, is really what a provider does. About 3.5 years ago, Todd, the co-founders of RxVIP got into a car and drove to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It was the first and actually only road trip we took as co-founders of RxVIP. And we came down to visit you, had dinner with you and your sister in a restaurant. When you walked in, it was the first time I had met you. We had had conversations and email, and I had just started as the PGX for Pharmacists host and had no idea what podcasting was all about. But I sensed a feeling of care and compassion about you wanting to become my friend, that you were a friend of the pharmacy profession. And we looked at each other and we said, you know what, there's a lot to do here. And we have a lot of opportunity and a lot of work. Because being a provider, it's work. You have to work at it. So when we came down to you 3.5 years ago, you know, we were just trying to figure out where we fit. But today, Todd, with what's going on in the world, with coronavirus, with the social unrest, with what's going on, it needs to change. And I am personally looking at a time, just like I lost my father-in-law 6 years ago when I started RxVIP. I was clinically depressed. I needed to do something. So this week, feeling that same sense of depression, we, as the founders, the co-founders, launched the Care One Concierge Academy to set a new standard of patient and student experiential engagement to help address the COVID-19 damage specifically taught to the pharmacy education system. That's where right now we're living with our students, with the next generation. So I used the depression, and I'm seriously, you don't want to get up in the morning. You don't want to go out. You're afraid of everything right now. And that clinical depression needs to be something that we build off. It's not a pill. It's not a pill that can fix it. So I'm using what I believe is hope for everyone that I can reach, and anyone I can reach. If I reach one student and help him or her through their challenge, that's enough. And really, that's what we need to do as the co-founders of RxVIP. And that's why I'm thrilled that this press release, which you are a part of, you are a part of our family, and you inspire us to do these things as a friend of the pharmacy profession, which you've been for over 12 years.
You know, the whole purpose of even starting this podcast was I recognized the fact there was nothing for me to listen to as I drove an hour and 10 minutes one way to the airport about the profession that I loved and that I spent day in and day out supporting. But that turned into something much bigger. It turned into, how do I help to support pharmacists who support our patients, and how pharmacists support the physicians, and how pharmacists support nurses and in health systems, and so on and so forth, and how that was going to be a domino effect. And now with 46 plus pharmacists participating in the publication, now it's become a movement within a movement, because the very first large group of pharmacy students and pharmacists have come from you and your connections, Ken, and what you believe in placing the pharmacist in the hub of all of the healthcare services, the actionable therapies that are being carried out by pharmacists with regards to follow-up. And you've naturally moved away from that transactional relationship and really bringing it back to what pharmacists have been passionate about doing for each of their patients. It really makes me think of how we as a culture, as a society, have kind of lost sight of the care in humanity, as you just said. And I kind of wanted to build upon this of what you've layered over the last 6 years and where this is going, in order to position pharmacists in leadership roles in their own communities with the relationships that they're building with their physicians, as well as the education that's backed up in that, in the way that you think, and the way that your entire team, Dr. Crystal Cruz and Jason Cavallina and your entire crew of what you guys believe in.
Well, what we believe in is the fact that PharmD candidates and alumni from colleges of pharmacy and universities nationwide need to receive mentoring and e-learning tools and job training so they can join our profession as healthcare providers. So the Care One Concierge Academy, which is developed through all of the components that we built together with you and with other strategic relationships, because we love working with the Pharmacy Podcast Network, because we create with you and you create for us content and career development podcasts that bring experts and thought leaders in the pharmacy profession right into our world, where our world now has to kind of, it's not a brick and mortar, it's not a school, but the academy, the Care One Concierge Academy, will have these thought leaders as adjunct professors, as mentors. So the strategic partnership that we have with UTOT and Pharmacy Podcast Nation really allows Care One Concierge Academy to offer certifications, CE credits, as part of an online subscription service that really is a new way that education can be delivered. You know, the courses of study will, of course, align to traditional IPBE and APBE and residency timelines that PharmDs usually follow. But there has to be more. We're going to create a MAPI, which is a master of APBE proficiencies. We need the students and the candidates and licensed pharmacists who want to change their career. We want to guarantee them positions as concierge PharmDs upon the completion of this course, because the course is an ongoing, education is an ongoing role. And it's our belief that we need to be a leader in the education of pharmacists and licensed PharmDs and the next generation so that they can practice at the height of their profession. It's the RxVIP story from day one. We just now need to step up our game because there's so much issues and changes that need to occur in across all of our healthcare and our world. And that's what we're trying to do.
A course that was plotted and the course that was traveled in order to find a new world between Europe and the United States and the Indies and the Bahamas and Jamaica, all in the journeys of even someone, an explorer like Christopher Columbus in 1492 and 1493, 1498, 1502. All of those courses were different. There were mistakes made. There was changes in course based on the oceans and the currents and the tides. And I just think of when you try to change something, Ken, how difficult change is and how difficult charting and traveling a new course of action is. And this has been a challenge of myself, for example, in the last 11 years in building a publication. When you used to say the word podcast in 2009, most of the time I got the feedback, well, what's a podcast? And then when you talk about, well, what's a concierge pharmacist? What do you mean you're going into a physician office and you're counseling and working with a pharmacist to make actionable changes in a patient's therapy? You know, there's a health system pharmacist that's listening to this right now that's itching their head saying, not quite sure, you know, what this means. Or there might be a national association that even that association doesn't get it. So there might be, you know, people out there that talk about this on social media. We are not perfect at what we do. We are committed to what we do. And what they say, practice makes perfect, and consistency makes perfection. It makes things better in the way that we deliver information, in the way that we deliver material and content. I want to talk to you for a second, just as a pause of where the concierge pharmacist was and how much of an amazing transformation of your own career, Ken, that you've made, but how that's spilling over into you know, the hundreds of pharmacists that are actively reaching out to you about this movement.
Well, you know, what we did was you and I and others, great thought leaders, always talk the talk. And there are negativity, there are people who push back. But what we're doing now with the Care One Concierge Academy, Todd, is we're utilizing the skill sets plus the leadership and mentoring talents of the current PharmD candidates from the class of 2021 and past graduates of the RxVIP concierge rotations. Because the culture that the company has developed is we've selected four charter members for this Care One Concierge Academy as the first of many. And we're giving them the opportunity to participate as they shape this non-traditional e-learning and educational solution. You know, I call them the core four, and they're charter members, and they include women from various colleges with unique and forward-thinking ideas that they want to use to become advocates for provider status. You know, they've shown extraordinary passion for enhancing the role of pharmacists in the healthcare continuum in the short time that they've been on rotation. But they're doing it for their peers graduating next year and beyond. You know, they include Brittany Olbert, Crystal Hughes, Jessica Wetzel, and Paige Zwicker. And these are the charter members of the Care One Concierge Academy, who are going to help develop the innovative programs, you know, which they then will share with colleges and universities across the country. You know, we're going to focus, because it's important to them, on COVID-19 centric e-learning modules and core initiatives like telemedicine and testing and contact tracing and transition of care, plus the need for the next generation doctors of pharmacy to deliver remote monitoring, because they have to provide better outcomes for Medicare patients with chronic diseases. You know, Todd, I'm a Yankee fan. You know, when the Yankees returned to their greatness and they went through a decade of not even, you know, getting anywhere, they played rookies like Derek Jeter and Andy Pettit and Jorge Posada and Mariano Rivera, and they moved that franchise to the top. So I figured, you know, listen, sports, I've learned a lot of business and in life from playing sports, and my father-in-law taught me. So I figured if it worked for the Yankees, it could work for us. So these women are the Care One Concierge Academy Core Four, because they show the care and the compassion and the empathy in every aspect of their persona. And I recognize that these are extraordinary future leaders. So I take the approach that it's my pleasure, my honor, and a great opportunity for me to mentor them and watch them lead the profession to a higher ground as leaders of our team. Todd, because you and I talk the talk, but these young next generation providers, and we're certainly not limiting to women, but they are the ones who walk the walk. And to get to the provider status and recognition, it's not just status, it's recognition that we are core components in the healthcare system. We must let the next generation lead us. That's why the Care One Concierge Academy will be designed, programmed, delivered, the courses. We'll bring you in as a professor, Todd, because you are the professor of podcasting, to deliver what you know and what you've delivered over the years. We want that. We want those mentors. But at the end of the day, Todd, it's going to be the next generation who's going to change the world. And the world needs changing. That's the message for today.
I have seen the strength of pharmacists inside the facets and sectors of healthcare and where they stand out and the impact that they make. And the physicians that I've talked to who are now part of the care collaboration series that you helped to build, Ken, where you're talking with physicians directly about working together to isolate and to dig down into the issue that the patient's facing, to make the adjustments that pharmacists can see as the experts in medication, in healthcare pharmacy, in community, in compounding, in long-term care, senior care pharmacy, and obviously in specialty pharmacy, where those medications in the 30th day are much different interacting with a patient in maybe some of their allergies in the 90th day and so on. So this wave that we've created, this slow-moving tsunami of activity is just going to continue to grow. And you can fire back on social media or on Reddit or on LinkedIn or anywhere else that you are, and you can be a naysayer and you can say how it might not work. And we say, rather than standing on the sideline and watching us slowly and very powerfully move past you, join us in some way. Share a podcast, share an article, share one of the press releases, get behind the transformation of what's happening in pharmacy. Support one of your local associations or your state association or one of the national association. Get involved. But if you're not involved as a pharmacist in transforming pharmacy and you'd rather stand on the sideline and complain about how pharmacy is a horrible career choice, then I don't want to hear from you, because I don't have time for that. We have so much happening and we have so much momentum moving that we will continue to make mistakes, but better than the mistakes are the outcomes that we're seeing. It's almost 10 to 1. For every one mistake we make, Ken, we're bringing 10 new ways of transforming the pharmacy industry and the healthcare industry and the positioning of pharmacists as the hub of healthcare and what we all know that pharmacists are capable of. And it doesn't have to be in just one of those facets. This is over every sector of pharmacy. It's even in the research sector. I think that pharmacists will increase the way that medications go from design in their patent process, in their clinical trial process, and then when they come to market. A pharmacist will be involved in that, as they are involved in that. So I'm excited to see the Care One Concierge Academy helping to transform the way that we are supplementing and enhancing the education of the pharmacist professional.
Well, thank you, Todd. And I agree to a point. My other challenge is that because I have so much time, and because I'm retired, and because this is my full-time gig about really just moving these initiatives forward, I welcome the naysayers to talk to me because, you know, sometimes you learn. And I would ask anyone who doesn't, you know, has a position that it's not in alignment, those are the people I do want to talk to because I listen to them. And their opinions and their directions are very, very valid, and they're their opinions. But I would always say, I always end those conversations with saying that I do agree that really your position is exactly where you feel it need to be. I'll ask you one question. Within your world and within what you want to do, what are you doing? Okay, because if everyone who has a negative comment about anything they see in the world, not just pharmacy, does not do one thing to change it, then that's not participating. But I welcome the dialogue. I have it, you know, I don't get it as much as I used to do from the beginning, because in the beginning, it was, what the hell is a concierge pharmacist and you can't do this? But now we are. So it's a little bit easier to say, well, let me show you, you know, the positions that have been created. Let me show you the practices we're working with. Let me show you the universities we're working with. And it's not just to say that it's ego. It's not. It's just a proof of direction. This is not a concept anymore about practicing at the height of your profession by collaborating with another healthcare provider. It's nothing new. We didn't invent it. But the Care One Concierge Academy now has an open enrollment in June, July, and August in the hope that in September we'll have a full class, an overflow class. We have unlimited seats in this academy because it's an e-learning remote environment that'll give you all of the ingredients you need to advance your career. And we're going to promote it through today's technology, today's online e-learning, today's social media and video, internet, radio conversations. So we're going to get the information to you because in today's world, whether you're a diabetic patient who can't get to the doctor or a student who can't go to all their classes, we need to bring it to you. We need to deliver it to you. So we need to change the world, just like Amazon did when they decided that we could deliver everything to you in a different world. Well, today's a different world. And we want to be working with the Pharmacy Podcast Network to continue the great partnership and friendship that we have with you personally and professionally so that all of us become one nation with singular goals of humanity and professionalism and prosperity and just doing good. And when you do good, Todd, it feels good. That's what gets you out of depression. Do one thing good today and it makes you feel better for tomorrow. That's what I try and live by. It's the only thing I can do. There aren't enough pills on the shelf to handle the kind of depression that everyone in our world is suffering. All you have to do is look outside.
Absolutely. If you're listening to this podcast, please share this with someone else in your network. Share it with another pharmacist. Share it with a pharmacist student who's preparing for the next phase of their preparation, becoming a pharmacy future leader. We're excited about what's happening, not only in our network, but the partners that we're creating. We have so many clients now who are coming to us to push their messaging out through the Pharmacy Podcast. If you have a show idea, if you have a theme, if you have a story to share of how you've impacted the lives of your patients, the most important part of all of this is the patient. Your empathy that you have for the patient as you look them in the eye and they trust you. Pharmacists are the most trusted, as nurses are, the most trusted healthcare professional out there. And I'm proud to support you. I am your greatest fan, Ken. I've always been your greatest fan, and I'm excited about what you're doing. And like I said, please be sure to share these podcasts and share your ideas with us.
Thank you, Todd. I do have an idea, because before we close up, because you put it out there, there needs to be a COVID contact tracing show. And I would love to be that that host on that, because contact tracing, which I learned through a course at Johns Hopkins that I took because I'm working with the New York State Board of Health and the Governor Cuomo, Michael Bloomberg initiative. Contact tracing is all about outreach. It's all about calling someone who tested positive to the COVID-19. And working with Quest Diagnostics, where we have an account, we are able to get that information and reach out. Imagine, Todd, outreach for a pharmacist. It's like jelly and jam. It's what we do. And then making that patient feel confident and comfortable that we're giving them education and guidance on how to deal with it. So I would love to be a voice of COVID-19 contact tracing. I am trained on that now. And I get, believe me, it's tough to go back to school when you're 66 years old, going on 66. But I love it because it really will save lives. And I think it perfectly aligns to the outreach that a pharmacist should do, because those patients are scared. Those patients need information. And we as pharmacists can be the ones to do it. Nobody better in our profession or in the world to do it, to talk to a patient, than a pharmacist.
We thank you so much for listening to the Pharmacy Podcast and our programming and reaching out to us. I've received a bunch of inquiries about different programs that are being pulled through the network, and that's the strength of what we're doing, working together to forward the positioning and the effect and the impact that pharmacists make on patients' health in living better, in living more high quality lives. And what you provide to them is invaluable. It's worth everything. The health of your patient and your community build stronger communities and build an ability for us to heal physically and emotionally and mentally. So once again, I thank you, Ken, for sharing this episode with me.
Thank you, Todd. Have a wonderful week and stay safe.
And as always, we thank you for listening to the Pharmacy Podcast.